He's only got little arms, and this is the greatest day of our lives. It is your Anfield at Pink after Liverpool beat Everton by 1-0. One fantastic, beautiful, wonderful, marvellous 0-0. That is your beer, Andy. You fucking drink it, son. You enjoy it. We should all enjoy everything. It's the greatest goal Liverpool have ever scored. It's the greatest win they've ever had. You can stick your fucking League Cup. That is better than any League Cup you care to fucking mention. Paul Senior, it is the greatest day of your life. How are you going to celebrate?
It's the greatest day of my life. Fucking hell. Fuck you, Bill Shankly's and your Bob Paisley's.
Those clowns.
Swap them all for Divock Origi's. Fuck me.
Get him a statue.
Get him. John Holden, go and put your bust in the bin, mate. Honestly, it's all about Divock Origi. Fucking hell. I have not seen a ground go off quite like that. And I am convinced they let a flare off about 10 seconds before we scored.
They did, Paul. They did. Yeah, there was blue smoke castling round Anfield.
Just as
at the moment, Jordan Pickford stretched his tiny little arms out and pushed the ball back into play from the underside of the crossbar. That's what fucking happened.
That is what fucking happened. And oh my God, I have not seen Anfield go like that. Since Dortmund. Hello, Phil Blundell. I love you.
Andy Heaton, I know you're a goalkeeper of greater stature than Jordan Pickford, but would you like to sort of say what you think he did wrong there, apart from being shite?
I don't think he's done much wrong.
Yeah, come in. Go on.
All right, come on. I just think fate conspired against him, but you know what's been funny all this week? If there was ever Everton to finish Everton off, all we'd have been saying about there's a new team, we're gonna lay the ghost of the past. We're not gonna fucking convince ourselves it's all gonna go wrong. And what happens? Literally, what happens? Hang on a minute. Here we go.
You're getting a great point somewhere, but
well, there you go.
Go again. But
no, that basically that. Hang on a minute.
Keep going, Andy.
Essentially, it was the most Everton thing in the world ever to happen to Everton ever.
John Gibbons, it's the greatest day of your life. It is the greatest day of all of our lives. What are we going to do now?
I don't know what we're going to do now. Honestly, I celebrated that goal maybe more than I've ever celebrated any goal. I was like, all I could compare it with was, do you know in church when you're doing peace be with you, when you're looking for people you haven't done it with you? I was like, sorry, Dad, there's a lad on row 19, seat 71, I haven't necked.